Angelina Jolie trashes America at Film Fest in Spain, "I don't recognize my country." By Simon Kent on September 22, 2025. A dewy-eyed Angelina Jolie despaired Sunday. "I don't recognize my country," claiming unspecified threats to free speech diminish the country of her birth. The actress trashed America while presenting her latest production some 4,000 miles away at Spain's San Sebastián Film Festival. A visibly moved Jolie went on to make a claim for freedom, stating, "Anything anywhere that divides or limits personal expressions and freedoms from anyone, I think, is very dangerous." The Disney star was asked by a journalist at the festival, "What do you fear as an artist and an American?" The Guardian reports she sighed deeply, then said, "It is a very difficult question," before continuing, "I love my country, but at this time, I don't recognize my country. I've always lived internationally, my family is international, my friends, my life. My worldview is equal, united and international. Anything anywhere that divides or limits personal expressions and freedoms from anyone, I think, is very dangerous." She added, "These are such serious times that we have to be careful not to say things casually. These are very, very heavy times we are living in together." The two-time Academy Award winner added, "These are such serious times that we have to be careful not to say things casually. These are very, very heavy times we are living in together." Jolie has previously attacked President Donald Trump and his administration for a host of ills she says are devastating for the U.S. and driven her to tears and being physically sick, as Breitbart News reported. Jolie has appeared in several Disney projects, including Maleficent and its sequel Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, and as the superhero Athena in The Eternals, part of Disney's Marvel Cinematic Universe, MCU. Her latest comments come days after suspension of Jimmy Kimmel by ABC and Disney, a decision that has set Hollywood in turmoil. Kimmel was suspended after Brendan Carr, the chair of the Federal Communications Commission, criticized comments made by the late-night host about the aftermath of Charlie Kirk's assassination, including, "The Magog Gang is desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them." Several Disney stars and prominent figures, including Olivia Rodrigo, Pedro Pascal and Mark Ruffalo, have voiced dissent and criticized the decision to suspend Kimmel, which The New York Times reported was made by Disney CEO Bob Iger and Disney's head of television Dana Walden. Jolie is no stranger to making grand political statements. In 2021, the Maleficent star lobbied Congress for the Far Left Violence Against Women Act, an anti-gun law that pushed the transgender agenda. Previously, she joined the UN in 2001 as a goodwill ambassador to push a series of foreign aid agendas. And by 2012, she was made a special envoy working extensively with the corrupt United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR, that was supported by billions in money from the American Treasury through USAID and other sources. Jolie, 50, was in San Sebastian to promote Couture, directed by French filmmaker Alice Winokur, which is competing for the festival's top prize, the Golden Shell. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.